Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast called Thinking LSAT. This email is from Joshua. It says, you and Ben talk about why people shouldn't go to law school. Well, specifically, we say that you shouldn't pay for law school. Some people should go to law school. But anyway, I'm interested in hearing more about both of your experiences. Here are some questions. Why did you choose UC Hastings, that's me, and George Washington University, that's Ben? Did you realize you hated law school as a 1L? If so, why didn't you drop out and save money instead of wasting your time? Very respectfully, Joshua. What do you think, Ben? I'll let you go first. Why don't you talk about
how'd you choose GW?
Did you hate it? Did you love it?
Yeah.
Did you think about dropping out?
I was on the West Coast. When I applied to schools on the West Coast, I applied to schools in Chicago, New York, GW. I got into GW and I specifically remember thinking that, God damn, this is foolish, but I thought I have political aspirations. Why did I have that? I have no idea. And being in Washington, D.C. would help with that. And so for the lack of any other better reasoning, I ended up favoring GW over other schools. And I came to Washington, D.C. I paid full freight. You're stupid. I mean, I think scholarships were less common then, but again, I didn't think about any of this. It was not a good decision-making process. And then you asked, did you realize you hated law school as a 1L? I don't specifically remember, but I'm pretty sure I didn't like it. And why didn't you drop out and save money instead of wasting your time? I actually do remember this. I remember, and I don't know if it was as a 1L or a 2L or whatever, but I remember thinking like, I don't like this, but the idea of not finishing something I had started was really foreign to me. In fact, it wasn't something I even like entertained. I must have entertained it to some degree because I thought about this, but it was like, are you going to finish? And I think the immediate answer in my head was, yes, I will finish this degree. That might have partly come from the fact that ever since I was like a kid, I've just always assumed I would go to grad school. And if I quit law school, then that was kind of like giving up on that expectation, maybe. But I had no intention of stopping, even though I did not enjoy my classes.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I don't know what you want, Joshua, exactly, but like...
He's asking
the fact that I failed, you know, is maybe why I'm quick to warn people against it now. I'm not saying that you can't.
Wait, you said, but you didn't fail.
I think I could have made decisions more, effectively.
Oh, you mean that you failed to drop out?
Failed to drop out.
Okay.
I failed going in the first place.
Yeah.
Pain. Yeah. Choosing a school very unsystematically.
Yeah.
So
do as we say, not as we did.
Yeah.
We are both passionate about what we do because of the bad decisions we made, and we want you to avoid those same mistakes. I was living in San Francisco at the time. I thought that I would live in San Francisco forever. I love San Francisco. I still do. The city, man, I was just there and it's fucking awesome. I love San Francisco. And I wanted to stay in the city. So I applied to three law schools in the city. I applied to Hastings, USF, Golden Gate. Hastings is the best of those three. I did not get a scholarship because I have a very low undergraduate GPA. And I also at the time didn't understand the game that we were playing. Like I lost the negotiation. You know, I was literally not looking at the 509 reports.
Yep.
Go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. Look at our scholarship estimator. Click the little PDF icon next to every school and you can see their required ABA 509 disclosure document. They don't yep. want you to look at those. They don't put those in their glossy brochures. That's bad for them, which means it's good for you in the negotiation to look at those 509s. I wasn't. So I foolishly paid for law school at UC Hastings. I remember distinctly wanting to ride my bicycle to school. I was like, well, I live in the Mission. I could just ride my bike right there.
That's worth $300,000.
That's worth $300,000. Yeah. When I graduated, I think I had 160 something thousand in debt. But that's because I worked all the way through law school. Like I started my business during law school. And everything worked out fine for me despite law school. Like law school did not help me at all as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. Ben, I'm sure will agree. We learned nothing in law school that helps us run our business. I mean, maybe tiny, like the thing we learned is, well, we would probably want to get a lawyer if we needed that question answered, right?
Yeah.
Like we learned that we would never be able to answer those questions ourselves, even though we actually graduated from law school.
Yep.
So don't tell me that it's useful as an entrepreneur. It's not. Or at least it's not for me and it's not for Ben. I do think I hated law school right away. I hated it as a 1L. I had a couple classes that I liked. I had most classes that I hated. I held out for my 2L year because I falsely thought, listen how dumb this is, Ben. I falsely thought that 2L would be better because I would have electives. Hmm. Oh, I get to choose all my own courses. I don't like law school because I don't like civil procedure, or I don't like law school because I don't like torts. Oh, I'm never going to do that. Criminal law. I'm never going to do criminal law. This sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I hated the topics and I falsely thought that I would like the topics in my chosen classes, which once I got to 2L, first semester of my 2L year, and I was taking all these electives that I had chosen, and I just across the board hated all of them.
Yeah.
And that's because I thought, oh no, I'm going to do more like business stuff. I'm going to take classes that are interesting to me. I'm going to really dig this. And I just hated it. And I hated it so much that I literally went to like the campus health center, started talking to the mental health resources on campus, ended up in therapy.
Yeah.
Or counseling, whatever, going and meeting with a psychologist or a psychiatrist every week to talk about how much I hated law school. And then I like foolishly let him help me talk myself into staying.
Yeah.
Which in retrospect was a mistake. One of the things that I remember was I was trying not to let the sunk cost affect me, right? Because I'm in your third semester, you've now paid for 3 out of the 6 semesters. You're not getting the money back for that semester. So you're halfway done. Yeah. Right. And what I remember doing was, well, the sunk cost doesn't matter.
Yep.
But the question now is, do I want a JD for half price?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's all you got to pay now. You've already paid what you've paid.
Yeah, it was $50,000 a year. You know, okay, so you've already paid $75,000. Do you want the JD for $75,000? And I remember going, I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to use this, but I'm not sure what I am going to do. I had just started my business that previous summer and it was starting to succeed, but I didn't see myself in an LSAT career like that. Nobody does that. Right. So I didn't think that that was going to be my career. And it's like, well, I hate this. I don't think I'm going to practice law, but what am I going to do? And maybe the JD will help me for whatever I do end up wanting to do. Sure. So I like, and then, then like in my fourth semester, I was still hating it even more. And I wanted to drop out even more. And then it was like, well, now, you know, the decision is, do you want a JD for 1/3 of the price? And it was like, I don't know. Like, I really don't see myself ever using this. I don't think I'm learning anything of value. It's
cheaper and cheaper though.
I hate it, but it's getting even cheaper. And then, yep, sure enough, like first semester of 3L, it's like, well, now you've paid for 5 out of the 6 semesters. You still hate it. You still want to drop out. You still don't think that this degree is going to do anything for you. But now it's only 1/6 of the cost. You know, oh, it's just another $25,000.
Yeah.
And another 6 months of misery. And I stupidly stayed.
Did you take the bar?
No.
Okay.
Never took the bar. Never. I mean, I had no interest. Like, I don't want to practice law. And if I ever knew anything about what lawyers did in the first place, I never would have wanted to practice law.
Yeah.
So I should not have been in law school. It was a tragic mistake that I was there, and I should have trusted my gut. Like, I wish I would have dropped out. I mean,
yeah.
Not only did I take my padfolio, I've told this story before on the Thinking LSAT podcast, but one day I was doing spring cleaning in my apartment in San Francisco, and I, on the shelf, like covered in dust, there were four padfolios, those, you know, the pleather fake padfolio thing with your diploma.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my undergrad, two master's degrees, and my JD, all stacked up in the identical padfolios.
Yeah.
And I looked at them for a second and I was like, I'm not putting these on a wall.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I just took all four of them. I walked to the trash chute. I opened my building had a trash chute. I opened the trash chute. I put the four padfolios in the trash chute. I heard the satisfying thunk when it hit the bottom in the trash.
Yeah.
And that's it. I've never even put the letters JD on a resume.
No.
Or I don't.
Or the worst, Esquire.
Esquire. It did nothing for me.
Yeah.
And I should have dropped out.
Hmm.
Why didn't I? Well, I don't know. I kept doing that analysis of like, well, maybe I'll need it. Maybe I'll, I could finish for cheaper. So why don't I just go ahead and finish? And it's not like it's hurt me. It just was a bad financial decision.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, yeah, boy, if I could do it again, I absolutely would drop out. That would be way better.
Yeah. I mean, you pushed back against Joshua's claim. He said, why you talk about why people shouldn't go to law school. I would say that we do. I would yeah. say we no, say you're right. Don't go to law school, number one. And then if you really do want to go, you figured out that you should go, then fine. Don't go by paying, right? Go for free.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. Don't pay. Because you just don't have to. Look at the 509 reports. Yeah. I promise you. Look at UC Hastings 509 report. Look at GW's 509 report. I promise that both of those schools give half to full scholarships, which include $1 less than full. You know, I just, you can go for free. So you should go for free. And if you, I do agree though. Like if you have any doubt, then you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
If you don't know what lawyers do, don't go. Or if you do know some lawyers, but you're like, well, I don't want to do that, then don't go. You need to be able to tell me, or you don't have to actually tell me, but you need to know for your own self. You need to know some lawyers where you know what they do and you actually want to do that every day for the rest of your life.
Yep. That's a great first start.
Yeah. And then don't pay. Like then go for free because you can. All right. Email.
Cool.
Thank you, Joshua, for that. Allowing us to just
rant.
Tell our own. Oh, nobody loves anything more than talking about themselves. So thank you, Joshua, for that opportunity. Email daily at lsatdemon.com. If you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news or ask us a random question. Thanks for listening.